The boundary here, I kind of back myself in to definitely clear it if I actually give the bat a good swing. But, I don't know. If you bowl the ball in a good enough area, it's obviously hard to score, but I think it's still a good batting wicket. And I might have gotten a little bit of inspiration from Hayley Matthews recently in the Oz versus West Indies series on what she did. She did tear our Aussie bowling attack apart. So just hold your feet and swing through the line, and it came off today.
Which bat was it that broke?
The question of the day. It actually hasn't been named yet. I was tossing up between McCrispy or McSpicy. McSpicy is my mother's favourite burger, and McCrispy is because, you know, you want to hit the ball crisp, so it kind of rolls off the tongue. But I'll leave it up to the fans, I guess.
How sort of loose or broken was it, the ball before you hit? Clearly you felt you could carry on at least one more ball.
Well, the thing with it is that I thought it just clicked a little bit, and I didn't want to be given schnicked off if it clicked as the ball went past and I didn't hit the ball. So I called for a new bat then, but when I based up and I just thought, oh, maybe it's probably hanging on. And you know when it does kind of get that looser handle, it's at their best. They're pinging. And so I thought, nah, I'll still hit it for six. Like, they've been going miles today, so I'm using this bat as long as possible. And then, well, it went for six, didn't it? So I guess it paid off for me then. But I just thought if I held it, I just thought it might have been a bit loose, and I didn't want to get out nicking off if I didn't nick it. But yeah, it ended up breaking, so I'm glad that it still went for six.
It wasn't just the handle you broke some records as well. What does it mean to have the highest WBBL score, the most six assists as well? I know you joke about the handle, but you bring it on
up. I guess the caliber of players in this competition, and I actually would like to think this is probably one of the best domestic cricket competitions in world cricket, with a great standard of players, and you know we get the best internationals in, and so I guess it's great that I got the record. But I thought that we probably needed 200 on the board to win the game, because North Sydney, it's a great wicket, it's a great venue, quick outfield, you know, so it was more going for the total and just backing myself. And if you get a wicket like that as a batter, you just kind of cash in when you can, because if you get a green seamer next week, you know you could be out for a duck or something, so you take it as it comes.
Which was the next bat that you used coming to hit the six, the first
Zinger ball? Stacker, she's she's gone well for me. Got a clean up recently, because in England she had a little bit of a shaky handle in it as well, and you know, the face dried out a little bit. So I'm so glad I got Zinger Stacker back, and the good bats went into the shop and got cleaned up. And I guess I'll be sending either McCrispy or McSpicy, whatever it'll be named. It'll go into the shop to get fixed, and it'll be back in the kit bag next week.
Do you think this sends a message to the Australian selectors?
Actually, the funniest thing, my sister, the first thing she said to me is, you should get dropped more often. And I was like, thanks for that. No, it's not really about that. I've just simply been focusing on the heat and on my shape and my tempo in the batting innings. And, you know, I've found my feet and my hands recently, and I've been feeling really comfortable at the crease again. So, I don't know. When you get in the zone, you just get in the zone, and you go, you wish you could do it every innings. But if this happens, and then next week, you know, you just got to start again and hopefully keep my feet and my hands again.
What did some of your other teammates say when he came back?
They actually said congratulations. They actually said congratulations. But Laris, she just kind of slapped me on the back. She was like, yeah, you need to get dropped more often. And I was like, thanks for that.
You better roll. I've got to get out of the
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.